Factors affecting receiving performance. Performance in the receiving area will depend heavily on the types of shipments that are received. Certain products are quickly unloaded and sorted, while others require care in unloading and extra time to sort and remove from the dock. There are some factors, however, that warehouse managers can address. Richards in Warehouse Management recommends a precursor step to receiving called pre-receipt that can help warehouse managers avoid time wasters in the receiving process. Pre-receipt requires involvement of the warehouse manager in the order process. Rather than leaving the entire ordering process to a buyer, the warehouse manager interacts with the supplier to influence the conditions that can speed up or slow down put away. This includes the following: coordinating packing to the warehouse's needs. The warehouse manager may specify the size and type of cartons, whether goods should be palleted and what pallet size is required, the tie high for pallets, the number of cartons in a layer and the number of layers on a pallet, or the use of roll cages or bins. Coordination can prevent, for example, the need to break down a 3-meter or 10-foot high pallet into 2 shorter pallets that will fit onto racks, a process that ties up workers and space in the staging area and blocks movement into storage. The supplier and the warehouse manager may work together to reduce the use of non-recyclable materials to help a warehouse meet its sustainable practices goals. Coordinating the means of delivery with the warehouse's abilities. For example, will the truck be able to back up squarely to the warehouse's conveyor belt? Will forklift trucks be able to maneuver inside the truck? A good example of the need for coordination between the warehouse and the shipper is the use of pallets. Using pallets typically speeds the unloading and put-away processes and helps prevent damage during shipping and storage, but pallets do take up more room in transit and in the warehouse. To save room, shippers use slip sheets, thin sheets of fiberboard or plastic on which product is stacked. These are used as an alternative to wood pallets because they take up little space in warehouses or shipping containers. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. However, slip sheets require special attachments for forklifts, so warehouse loading / unloading crews must be prepared for their use, ensuring that cases are palleted securely. For example, cases should not hang over the pallet. This prevents cartons from being crushed during forklift operations and is both an efficiency and safety issue. Labeling goods in an easy-to-read way. Warehouses can impose standards on labels for shippers that allow them to use scannable technology, for example, barcodes, and include information that will assist in coordinating with warehouse information systems and the put-away process, such as advanced ship notice numbers assigned to the delivery, the number of pallets in the order, the number of cases on a pallet, and SKU numbers enclosed in the pallet. Attention should be paid to the size and legibility of print and the location of the label on the goods. Reviewing orders. Reviewing orders allows errors to be caught before shipments leave the supplier. This is an issue of quality, efficiency, and even sustainability. Less than ordered shipments create risks of stockouts at the warehouse. Greater than ordered shipments encourage excess inventory. Any discrepancy requires administrative time to correct. Having to send a new order consumes additional energy and packing materials. Another way that the receiving process can be made more efficient is by processing most shipments quickly and then allocating any shipments with exceptions to an exception handling person or team so that the main work can continue to proceed without interruption.